Dr. Mark, back with you again, talking about those shadow signs. What are they? Have you ever had it where you have felt like your friend was your all in all? You're connected to the hip, and if she had a great day, then you were having a great day. If he was feeling great about himself, and you felt great about yourself, or the opposite, if they were having a bad day, then, well, I'm having a bad day, and they tend to be a reflection of me, and me of them, and we're so interconnected. Then one day, she leaves. Then one day, he chooses to say, it's been great to be friends with you, but I'm moving on. I'm turning the page. I'm going to a new chapter in life. I might be in touch. I might not. I'm falling out. And you're devastated. How can this be? Or perhaps you've had it where you... And let's get honest. You think that the world is about you. And you cannot imagine how anybody could not say that you have the best, that you do the best, that you are the best. All the time. And everybody should listen to you. Well, we've all been through that. And one way or another, or perhaps you're watching this today saying, I'm going to get my education and it's going to be good and I'm checking this out. Well, continue to check yourself out too. Continue to do that inventory. Or maybe you've been afraid of people. What are they saying about me down the hall? What in the world is going on? What are they saying? How are they evaluating me today? And you have that question every day. Or perhaps you just want, or you're reluctant to do things you're told to do at the job, and you tend to complain about it a lot. And you may not follow through with what all that you have been told to do. I've just nuanced for you in 2 minutes all 5 of our shadow sides. Except for another one where we feel we have to, well, run the life of other people so we can feel secure. What are these shadow sides? Here they are. First, compulsivity. Fancy word here. It means control. I have to have control. I will have control, albeit with different motivations, because when it comes to temperament, which is another course we have here at CLI, we then look at how with temperament we have different motivations for control. Most of the temperaments want to have control, especially the choleric, I want it my way temperament. They need control and want control, which is just part of their nature, and they need to learn how to motivate with love and not anger. But in general, with control, this has more to do with personality, behavior, choice. I choose to control other people so that I can get what I want now. I'll control indirectly or directly. I'll control by manipulation or just by, well, any means. Because then I will feel secure. That's the first shadow side. Second in the mix is codependency. Now, codependency has to do with what I was talking about in terms of that friend. Or maybe it's that boss, or your parent, or your spouse. Because life is not good unless they are good. And we become dependent on that person. Otherwise, it's all or nothing. Black and white. Or we just have, they are a reflection of me, and God is here, yes, but, oh, it's that friend, it's my spouse, it's my dad, it's my mom, whoever that person may be. Codependency, by definition, is an addiction to people, places, and things. And we become dependent on that other person for all of our needs, or we're trying to make sure all their needs are met. In other words, we try to fix them when it comes to their situations. The list goes on. Codependency. And then we then look at paranoia. Yeah, what are they saying down the hall about me? Oh, my boss, I'm going to get in trouble today. And you feel that way every day. Or what are my fellow coworkers saying about me in those closed door meetings? I know they're talking about me. I just know it's all about my mistakes, all about my flaws. Paranoia. Then, narcissism. Narcissism is a classic term referring to the story of Narcissus, who looked into a pond, that Greek story, Greek myth, and what he saw in the reflection of the water, the reflection of himself, he fell in love with so much, he stayed there, says the story. And he just did not leave. He could not leave. He was like, oh, I love me. Based on that story, we can make it all about ourselves. And we get mean, we get negative, we get controlling, hence another motivation for compulsivity. And then we also become more brusque, or we become more manipulative, and we don't think anybody can do whatever we do the best way other than ourselves. It's all about me, 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 me. Narcissism. Finally, passive-aggressive. That passive-aggressive behavior is the reluctant complainer. That person who won't follow through with what they're told to do by the boss. Or you will promise everything and, again, not follow through. And it will just be that you will control indirectly, and people can't read what you're doing, and you're passive but aggressive. You try to control them and the situation, and back and forth, and cat and mouse games. That's what that means as well. So it's important to understand how, where we are with, and we all have five, we all deal with five, all five of them, because all five of the dark sides show up in one way or another during the course of our lives, depending which season in our life. One season, it may be all about me, and narcissism is a problem. But we get help for that because the levels are off the chart. But then with God's help and the help of someone else, that level goes down. But then maybe the control level goes up, or maybe the passive-aggressive level goes up, and we're trying to manipulate a lot. Or perhaps we have a high level of fear that's irrational. Whatever the case may be, the shadow sides are very real, having to do with what's really going on underneath the person's life, underneath what season they're going through, good or bad, the patterns of behavior. And so we need to look now at, from the shadow sides, now to what they are and how they then see themselves. And, of course, compulsivity, control, perceived lack of control, the need for approval. There's a latent or repressed anger, and so on. Codependency, of course, talks about that dependence on people, places, and things. There's the paranoia. And also that it's all about me, and then passive-aggressive is just saying, I'm going to do things, but not do them, or I'll do them, but I'm going to complain, of course, create negativity. These are very dangerous patterns. But the shadow side refers to relationships. Shadow side is all about those debts, unmet needs. And as you take the time to look at those needs, and from here, then we then go into more detail. And if you want to get deeper into these things, I do work with people having to do with these shadow sides, to resolve them. I have a tool, an inventory, helps to track where things are at the moment with you and help you get help. And help you right straight away, of course. And so, God bless you as you continue to go forward. And may God expose these shadow sides and give you peace, balance, a brighter future, and less shadow to deal with.